Was hoping to talk a bit more length with David Davidovic from Optus Sport and host of Ticker Sports. That's Ticker Sports. And we'll get a couple of minutes with him at least, though. David joins me on the line. Welcome to you, David. Great to have you on.
Good to be with you, Dwayne.
I just need you to weigh in this argument for me. Set me straight. We've had this LeBron James, Michael Jordan basketball debate with Magic and Wilt and Kareem and Dr. J and Bill Russell and Larry Bird all thrown in. Little messy. Can you set me straight on where he stands? I understand that you soccer people that live and breathe the game still think that Diego Maradona and Pele are one and two. Where is Messi now in this argument, given he scored his 700th for club and country?
Oh, mate, it's a debate that'll never go away. Look, Lionel Messi, as far as I'm concerned, is on the podium. It is so debatable, like him and Maradona, even within Argentina, just polarised opinion. And, you know, a bit like Michael Jordan with The Last Dance, there was a Maradona film that was released just under a year ago. And, I mean, it showed both the genius and, well, the flawed genius that is Diego Maradona with that stint over at Napoli, which was, in the end, drug plague. But, look, Messi's overnight scored his 100th goal with a Panenka penalty, if you don't mind, and Cristiano Ronaldo had already reached the 700 mark late last year. So only seven players have ever reached that mark, including Pele, Gerd Müller and Ferenc Puskas. Romario, of course, who scored some of his goals here in the A-League with Adelaide United. But look, first and foremost, we've got to decide to work out who's better out of Ronaldo and Messi, then obviously have the greater discussion incorporating Pele and Maradona.
So 1-300-736-736 is the number. Ronaldo, what, 728 goals? Messi, 700 for club and country. A bit of it has to do with how good your team is and how good your teammates are and how good your country is. You're still confused as to who's ahead of who, Ronaldo and Messi-wise?
Well, yeah. I mean, look, Ronaldo's 35. He's just over 2 years older than Messi. Yep. At 33. Literally just turned 33. Look... Ronaldo is a physical specimen. I reckon he'll go close to 40, possibly longer. And to be honest, Messi, I reckon, you know, he was thinking of probably retiring a little bit sooner. But this Ronaldo bloke will make him go on for a little bit longer, I would have thought. They definitely drive each other. I mean, I referenced it before, you know, a la the, you know, the big giant full forwards back in the AFL heyday of the 90s, Lockett and Dunstall. And, you know, Lockett only a few years ago sort of admitted that he always had a bit of a sticky beak as to how many goals Dunstall kicked on a Saturday. So, you know, they drive each other. And interesting that Ronaldo obviously went over to Juventus. Messi still with Barcelona. A bit of conjecture about his contract and how much longer he'll stay there for. But they'll go on for a while. And, obviously with their national teams as well. If Messi can win a World Cup for Argentina... he will be the greatest ever, but it is such a challenge, and there's so much politics in Argentine football that it will be a massive challenge for him to do that.
So he'll never go past Maradona unless he does that. His strike rate's pretty good, though, Messi, isn't it? He's got the best, 0.87 goals per game.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, when you look at it, I mean, what Ronaldo's done, he started almost as a winger. He wasn't an out-and-out striker. He's morphed into a striker in the last 5 or 6 years. But the number of goals he's been able to score from deep positions and, you know, even as a striker is off the charts. Same as Messi. He often plays a little bit deeper. He's not an out-and-out striker. I mean, both their, you know, goal-to-game ratio is just extraordinary. Look, Messi's one more of the purists, I think, will probably say Messi because he's technically, I would say, superior. But, you know, Ronaldo, in terms of what he does physically, that's taking nothing away from him because, you know, he works harder than I'd say any player. Well, I mean, look, I don't have the, you know, the physical stats of every player in the world, but he'd be right up there. I mean, what he does is quite extraordinary. So, look, longevity will be a big one, but they are neck and neck at the moment.
Yeah, so I've had a few on the text saying Maradona's number one ahead of Pele and Ronaldo and Messi. So they've got all the rest covered. Cruyff and Zidane and Beckenbauer and Puskas and all the names that we've heard before. They've got those covered well and truly?
Well, it depends what, you know, in terms of your criteria. I remember doing something when I was at the Herald Sun, you know, ranking the greatest Australians of all time. And, you know, Kakul or Cahill, all these guys. And I deliberately, you know, set out a criteria at the start, and one of those was longevity. In terms of longevity,
Maradona wouldn't rank all that highly compared to these two anyway. But when you look at the impact, when you look at the fact that, you know, he, for instance, went over to Napoli and, you know, won this battling club in a battling part of Italy, a title almost single-handedly, which again was, you know, so brilliantly told in that Maradona movie. You know, a lot of people say, well, none of these guys have done anything of the sort, although, you know, Cristiano Ronaldo has won the European Championships for Portugal, which was fairly close. But, yeah, you know, Messi plays in a great team at Barcelona. You know, a lot of people say, could he do it over at, you know, on a cold Tuesday night at Stoke City if he went over to the Premier League? Well, who knows? Maybe he'll end up in the Premier League over the next couple of years. But it would be good to see him, you know, challenged in a different environment.
And impact on the game globally for people who don't necessarily follow soccer or football, has Messi had the same impact as, say, Maradona and Pelé have had?
Well, that's perhaps, you know, a question that you could answer a little bit better, Dwayne. But, I mean, I would have thought at the moment, look, they've all grown up in really different eras. You look at Ronaldo at the moment and the cut-through he has, you know, beyond football. Is quite extraordinary, and he is more of a marketing machine. But, you know, Pelé and Maradona back in the day, they certainly did transcend. But, yeah, if you had to pick one of those, you would probably say Ronaldo. You know, we saw him here in Australia in 2016, and he's just an absolute freak. And, you know, from a commercial sense, and he knows it.
Great to have you, David. I really appreciate you setting me straight. George Best is coming through, and, yeah, there's guys like Bobby Charlton and... some people want to throw Suarez into the argument as well. Great to have you, David. We'll touch base with you more often. Thanks a lot for your time.
Good on you, Dwayne.
David Davutovic from Ticker Sports host, and from Optus Sport as well. Keep your texts coming through. Let me know. Messi has as many more goal assists, so he gives away a lot of goals as well. Thanks for that one. Keep your text coming through, 0433 98 11 16 and 1300 736 736, although we are running a little short of time.